What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts. Well, the years start
coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I hate this song so much.
It's the best, man.
Oh, I hate it.
So much to do, so much to see, so much wrong with taking the back street. You'll never know if you don't blow. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Hey now,
come on, man.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 430 90s. It is Smash Mouth All-Star. I have a very, very specific memory of this song, which...
I was going to say it must triggered something for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate it. It is like, it's one of my least favorite songs of all time. I just hate it with all of my being.
Did it ever get on...
Did you notice beforehand, Fritz?
So... No.
Okay.
I actually thought he would have been like, nice trip down memory lane, Smash Mouth, All-Star, had a moment. That's not what happened.
It did have a moment. I do have a memory of it. It is from the same, I think it was the same moment. So we played it on WYSP. We shouldn't have been playing it. It was a mistake by our program director, Neil Mursky, to be able to be playing Smash Mouth.
Oh, it's good you're naming names.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just like, we're a rock station. We shouldn't, it was too tough. We were too, so anyway,
okay.
I'm at a, we're at a live broadcast at a Metallica concert. And in between when we would talk on the air, we would just play the songs from and that song came on. And I'll never forget some Metallica fans standing in front of our broadcast booth as we played Smash Mouth's All-Star going, "This sucks! Turn it off! It sucks!" but I believe it was the same day that I saw Steve Everett, former Eagle Steve Everett, at the Metallica concert.
My former teammate.
And Steve Everett was... I mean, probably the drunkest I've ever seen a human being. And he came up to me and he goes, "You work here, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're better than all these guys." I'm like, "Okay." And he punches me in the arm and he goes, "You should kill all of them."
Like, seriously?
I don't know. And all I know is he had pit tickets up front. And he said,
"You should kill all of them."
Yes. And he had pit tickets up front. And all I know is Steve Everett was on the injured list later on that week. So I don't know if it happened to Metallica or not.
Wow.
But that it could have happened. And the mood that Steve Everett was in that. The Eagles had psychotic. Their offensive linemen now are like clean cut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nowhere. When I first got here, my rookie year, that was my rookie year.
Dude, Wellborn, psycho. Brzezinski, psycho. Steve Everett, psycho. what's his name? Wasn't quite. He seemed like a psycho, though, a more well put together psycho.
Runyon. Oh, yeah. He was definitely
psycho on the field.
Yes. He was definitely more put together.
These other guys were the true psycho because they would hang out at the YSP stuff all the time.
No, Steve's older than John because they both went to Michigan.
Okay,
I was wondering did their paths crossed. Maybe they did. I don't know, but yeah, Runyon was similar to Steve, but not. As wild as Steve.
That was a wild fella. So that is my memory of that night. All right, 30 past every hour, we are playing Memories from 2025 from the WIP Afternoon Show. Now, Jack said he has two for us here. We don't know what they are. So what is the first one here?
So the first one, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when, usually the day before, the Friday before a game, we have Rios on. And we play the Rocky song, and he gets all fired up, and it's an all-timer. Well, Rios decided to not request the music this time, and this is how it went.
"I believe in all of y'all, but stop this sucker stuff. Hurts, do what you told John Gruden before you got drafted. What was that thing you told him? You said, 'I just want to get freaky.'
All right.
Let him get freaky. Gentlemen, If I took too much time,
no,
it's
over.
No, no, no,
you're fine, yes, brother. Yes.
Yeah. I'm look, man. Look, if anybody, just one more thing. If anybody want a bunny hop like that sucker bunny that was in the locker room, then get the hell off the Eagles, because this is for thick skin. This is for real Philadelphia. This ain't for the people who like, you get the people who like, oh, all they want is teams to win. Oh,
right,
yeah.
All right,
I'm
all right,
an
all right.
Oklahoma City fan.
It's real.
Yes. All right. Y'all can ask me questions. I let me do it.
Yeah.
That's about, you know, the
6 minutes in,
7 minutes into the phone call.
Yeah, y'all can ask me questions. Go ahead. And I had never noticed, sometimes I don't know if it is coming through on the air when I'm making little noises. For the entire final 90 seconds of that call, I'm saying, all right, enough. Y'all can ask me questions.
Yep. To make it go longer. Now Rios has bounced back. We're back to playing the music.
Yeah,
getting in the rhythm.
Yeah,
but it was a funny moment.
Yeah,
and the second one I want to play is when we had Paul Jolovitz in for debate day.
Oh, Jesus.
And he cooked Spike.
He did not cook me.
Listen to this back and forth.
How would you have turned Joel Embiid and what he had into a championship?
I'd be a better GM than Daryl Morey. No. I'll tell you that
You can say that, but you don't have an answer, because people like you...
You don't have an answer to what Daryl Morey's done.
He's won more games than any general manager in the last 20 years.
No one cares. I care. Well, you shouldn't.
You just say, oh, we're the champion. Like, it's a magical bean you can grow.
Well, it's a bean the you only better way, grow if you want to have the, real estate
Jolly,
somewhere.
The only way win a championship in the NBA is with a top 5 to 7 player.
And Joel Embiid's not?
But how do you... Yes!
And he extended him 2 years. The guy's injured.
And you had to extend him.
No,
there was no choice.
No, you did not.
Then you have to trade him.
No, you did not.
Yes, you do. You don't understand the NBA.
You don't understand sports.
Of course, you just don't get the NBA,
yeah,
Jolly.
Yeah, I get the NBA.
No,
I get everything about the NBA.
All you do
you
is
don't,
cry.
You win games.
Oh, I
no
could
one
be
cares
better.
You win games.
I could be better. Okay, so you're the general manager of the Sixers right now. What do you do?
I don't know what I do. But what an answer. I'm not paid to be the general manager,
Josh,
Spike.
Somebody get Josh Harris on the phone.
So lame, Spike.
What would you do?
That's the Daryl Morey thing. What would you do?
No, it's not mine to do.
Thing. It's
You're
his
the
to
one
do,
that said you could be the general manager.
So I have to do it instantly in 5 seconds?
No,
give me the time.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that.
That was pretty heated. That was from debate week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty heated one.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, if the only analysis you have to do is whether somebody won a championship or not, and they're good or bad, that seems like our show should be very quick.
Very simple. You know? Very simple. I know this is a little impromptu.
Yeah.
But...
You have another one?
Well, it got me thinking about Jolly's year in review.
Oh, wow.
I think these are my two favorite Jolly moments of the year. Here's the first one.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but whatever. Livy, what's her last name?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot. She is. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but yeah.
So there's that.
Wait. So once he realized Paul Skeens didn't have Tommy John, he just went to a whole new topic.
Yep. You got to dodge a weave. And then who could forget?
She's so hot.
She's young enough to be your granddaughter.
Yes. And who could forget this magical moment?
Think of, I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college, Jason. I'm hot as fire. Give you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet him?
No, I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I Since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Hold on. Hold up. Did I hear that right? The guy said he couldn't see.
He's blind.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Jolly doesn't care. Sorry to hear about that, but I did have Arizona State. You should get someone to read my Twitter to you.
I'm hot as fire?
Yeah. I'm 12-1 in my last 13. I'm hot as fire.
Hold on. Is that Bam?
I put that. No, that was
that
not
was somebody
Bam.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
And not Jolly Bam. Just blew through that stop sign with no problem.
Didn't care. Didn't care. Not my problem.
Think of I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college, Jason. I'm hot as fire. Gave you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet them?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh yeah. Well, since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Yeah. Jolly returned in 2025, man.
Oh, dude, man.
Yeah. Jolly's rocking New Year's Eve tomorrow night.
Oh, is he?
Oh,
yeah. Are we going to get another countdown?
Another countdown.
Forgot about the countdown.
Now Jack's looking for the countdown. Before I do the Twitter question, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe that Elliot Shore Parks will be able to do 100 straight push-ups by the end of 2026?
If he trains all year.
84.3% say no.
Wow, not much confidence.
100 push-ups, tough, man.
That's in a row, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
We're giving him a whole year to do it.
I did find it.
Okay.
Yeah, here
go ahead.
Why don't we count it down here? 17, 16, 15, 14, around the world, people count it down everywhere, obviously at different times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023 from all of us at Sports Radio 94 WIP. We love you.
There it is.
A beautiful message.
Yeah. Hopefully he just does that again tomorrow night. I do think the underrated thing in the Livy Dunn clip is the interaction with Fran. And was Alex there as well?
That was Buzz.
Oh, it was Buzz?
Oh, was that Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just having to... You have to interact there. Yeah.
They don't know where to go with
it. They don't know what to do.
She's younger than them.
Yes. Yeah.
Did she really say she's hot?
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
And it's not just the words. It's the voice inflection.
Yes. He's feeling it.
She's so hot.
Yeah. He was in a different place for those 2 seconds. That was the place he was in.
She's so hot.
215-592-9494.
Oh,
good selection there, Jack. Aaron at San Diego. I'm going to regret this. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Buenos tardes, Philadelphia.
You're a white guy.
Hi. Jack, happy belated holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know... Deep down, I believe you're a good person.
I am a good person.
You know, and in fact, we've met in person at McGurk's, and yep. I know you're a nice guy.
I am.
But I got 2 things for you.
Okay.
The first thing, I think you got to be in Blue Jeans Larkin's back pocket.
Lakin.
You know, butter him up.
No, he calls him Larkin on purpose.
Take him to a few more dinners, lunches.
Okay.
Because... you know, I think that Broads is the chosen one, the sky marshal, the field general.
Mm. I always rub my stick. You know,
we'll see. We'll see.
Broads in 50. Well, if you look, Broads in 50 started it was 50 seconds, right?
Yep.
And then a couple weeks later, it went to a minute and a half.
Yep.
And then it went to 3 minutes and then 5 minutes. I mean, now we're at a whole segment of Broads. And I got to tell you, I don't know what the ratings were like on the Jalen Hurts appreciation show, but all I know is I couldn't get in. I tried for 4 hours to get on. I could not get on.
Oh, well, that's definitely indicative of whether it was good or not. Well, we'll have to see.
Well, don't worry. Broad's coming up at 6 o'clock. His lead is he actually loved the way Jalen played on Sunday.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Yeah. We'll see how that works out for him, Aaron.
as far as the topic of today, yep. You know, on the defensive end, I think you can, you know, kind of mix and match. And if guys need rest, you know, rest them, you know, but, you know, you can put second teamers in there. But the offense is a all or nothing thing, because the one position group that needs rest, and it's obvious by the penalties, by the footwork, by the arm, they're trying to block with their arms instead of their bodies. The offensive line absolutely, positively needs a rest.
Well, then you have to rest Jalen and Saquon, because
that's exactly the point, because you can't put your quarterback in there, you know, with, you know, Pryor and you know, those other guys trying to block for him. You can't. You got to rest Barkley. You got to rest Hurts. Devontae could probably play. AJ, I don't think AJ needs to prove anything. So, I mean,
no, he got his 1,000.
Yeah.
If it's a you know, win and we're in, then that's one thing. But there's, you know, you win and then you need some other things to happen.
You just need one thing to happen. All that has to happen is Detroit has to beat the Bears. That's it.
I would like to see, you know, the some of the second teamers get some work. You know, give the guys a rest. This offensive line, you know, has played through the Super Bowl. They've had a crazy schedule this year. Our bye was earlier in the year. It would have been nice if it was at the midpoint or later in the year, but I think we could use the rest. And do you guys, Spike,
yep.
Even though, you know, you give me a hard time.
Yep. You might be I don't know you well, but it's certainly possible you're a good guy. I think you are just one of the worst callers I've ever heard. But as a guy,
wow.
As a guy, I like you. You seem like a very nice guy when I met you. But the calls are just, they are like I'd rather take screwdrivers and drive them into my own ears.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, Spike?
Yeah. What's that?
You know, you might be one of the worst hosts in sports talk history.
Yes.
You know, the Ooh, way boy. That you demean people and the yes. way that you're mean to people. Mm-hmm. I listen for solely one reason and one reason only. That's Jack Fritz
okay.
and Ike Reese.
Oh, well, that's two reasons.
Have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A beautiful holiday message.
Yeah, just one of the worst callers of all time. Just wow. Really just awful. I mean, just atrocious. Bottom of the barrel caller. Good guy.
I do enjoy his
good
bit.
Good guy, though.
Good guy. Good guy. But just, you know, really just has no idea of what to do once the phone. I mean, he's got his Good Morning Vietnam thing he does at the beginning and then afterward. Let's go to a great caller. That's a legendary caller, Hall of Fame caller. It's Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yeah, Spike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yeah, Spike. Yeah, Jack. New Year's Eve
finale,
bitches, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Tommy?
What's up, Tommy? New Year's Eve coming up. You must have felt, well, I wonder how you did feel about the win over the Bills.
Well, I was thinking, like, listen, wasn't pretty, right? It wasn't pretty, but we got the job done. The defense is sensational, right? Sensational. The offense, I'm a little concerned, right? I think we're all a little concerned, right?
Yep.
Little concerned. But listen, I believe in Jalen and Nick and all the coaches and the playmakers. Let's just say it's not maximum baloney business just yet, but it's like medium baloney. And by the postseason, we'll make it full baloney. You know what I mean?
Well, they're going to need full baloney to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I'm still confident they can do it.
I think so, too. So, you know, this will be your last call of 2025. You always present us with something that you're working on. Do you have one final 2025 idea for us?
Absolutely. This is a special one. You guys may remember this idea I had, the Delicatessen Detective.
Yes.
Ah, legendary one.
Yes, we all know about Delicatessen Detective. Yes.
Well, I got a new episode idea that I would love to share with you gentlemen, because this is the most exciting episode yet. This is chapter 3.
Okay.
So in a previous episode, right, I investigated some different deli meat robbers and criminals, right? For example, in episode 1, it was Bobby the Baloney Bandit.
Yes.
He stole all the baloney in the tri-state area, remember?
Yep, it was a big problem.
That's right. Episode 2, I investigated Henry the ham and cheese henchman. He's an Englishman. He stole all the queen's ham. Remember that?
I do remember he stole all the creamed ham. Yes.
That's right.
And you solved that. Yes.
Right, at Buckingham Palace. Remember?
Oh, yes. Where was it?
At Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
I had to investigate.
And what's going to happen in Chapter 3?
Well, Chapter 3, these two deli meat robbers join forces with Glenn the Gobblegoon Goblin. Right? He's in a future episode, but I investigated him during the infamous Gobblegoon disappearances of 2019. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So these three guys, they're coming to rob me because I got this very exclusive, very prestigious collection of rare cured deli meats, right? And that's what they do. They're deli meat robbers, right? So they join forces, and they're not violent or nothing, but they're very clever, and they're very sneaky. And when they come to my place, they leave olive oil all over the place. So when I try to chase them, I keep slipping and sliding, and they get away. You know what I mean?
Hold on, what is it?
Olive oil. Olive oil. You know what I mean? And so this is kind of the running theme in this episode, because every time they discovered a way to weaponize olive oil. Every time I chase them, they shoot me with bazookas and lasers filled with olive oil. Two-thirds of this episode is me just running and diving and slipping and sliding and all. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a hit.
Sounds kind of sexy.
That's going to be a hit, right? Yeah, this is a sexy episode.
It's a dramatic episode,
but it's very sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. It does sound like if you have a love interest, maybe she gets stuck in the olive oil as well.
We're chasing them together. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I got to add that to the script. You know what I mean?
And it's a good thing you're using olive oil instead of baby oil.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we don't want to go there.
Right? You know what I mean? There's a very big difference. Olive oil is different. You know what I mean?
You never went to any of those parties, did you? Did he?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I was never invited. Thank goodness. And I wouldn't have gone either way. You know what I mean?
All class.
Before we get to your prediction, do you have, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2026?
I got multiple resolutions, right? To keep bringing joy to the world, keep enjoying life, you know what I mean? Keep improving, and most importantly, to dance like a lunatic, you know what I mean? Because we're going to have this dance recital. I got to be ready. So the main resolution for 2026 is enjoy life and dance like a lunatic.
Wow. That's a great – I think if everyone followed that
– dance like a lunatic.
Yeah. If everyone just promises in 2026 that they're going to make sure to enjoy life and dance like a lunatic, we'd all be much happier.
This would be a much, much more beautiful world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody just dance like a lunatic. That's my advice to everybody.
Just real quick, the episode 2 of Delicatessen Detective, where did it take place again?
In Buckingham Palace.
Okay, all right.
Where the queen lives.
Right. So Sunday, we actually don't know if the starters are playing or not. Are you able to give us a prediction for Sunday's game, not knowing who's going to be on the field?
Absolutely. Well, I think they should play. I think the starters should play just to keep some rhythm. You know what I mean? And also, if the Bears lose, we get the second seed, right?
If the Bears lose and we win, yep.
That's right. So to me, it's worth it. And I just got to say one thing. Did the coach of the Commanders start crying like a crybaby because we did a 2-point conversion in the previous game?
Yeah, yep. Dan Quinn said we'd see him in 2 weeks. We'll see him in 2 weeks. That's what he said.
He's like threatening us. That's preposterous. And for that reason, whether the starters play reserves or some combination of the two, we are going to annihilate these stinking Commanders. It's going to be more lopsided than the first time. I'm saying 42-7 first.
Whoa, 42-7. Covering
Absolutely.
The number.
Absolutely. Demolition derby.
All right. Wow. Well, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve, Tommy?
Probably nothing set in stone, but probably just find a club, do some dancing, eat some hoagies. Eat some hoagies, do some dancing.
There you go.
Just a normal
Wednesday night for you.
Just like everybody. Yeah, exactly. It's no big deal. You know what I mean? That's it. I dance and eat hoagies all the time. You know what I mean? But it'll be ushering in the new year.
Well, what a great year of joy you've given us, Tommy, with all of your ideas, with all of your joy, with all of your dancing. I just think it's been an excellent year, and I'm only hoping for an even better 2026 for you, Tommy.
That's right.
Gentlemen, it's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. Here's the beautiful thing in 2026. 2025 was great. 2026 is going to be even better. I love you, gentlemen. I will talk to you next week. Happy New Year, everybody. Go Burns. Bologna Sopranos. Over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I love that Tommy wants to make sure the delicatessen detective is sort of PG rated and that the bad guys are never violent.
No.
They are just throwing olive oil all over the place.
Flipping and flopping.
Yeah. I think you said 80% of the episode is the delicatessen detective slipping around in olive oil. Olive oil.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't at a Diddy party?
It could have been. We should have asked him if he was wearing white. Well, Jack, I can only imagine that, the top 5 at 5 on this day will be some sort of highlight of 2025, right? What is coming up?
Superlatives for 2025.
What? Superlatives.
Is that the right word?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what it is.
Consistent in this is a drop of the year.
Okay.
Guest of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I got those.
Okay.
Why can't you just say that?
Well, because I know what they're called. The whole thing's like superlative, right?
I don't know if that's the correct use of superlative.
You start taking that brain juice, and there you go. You're stepping outside your boundaries,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. But I think it's superlative.
I'm not sure either.
Well, I guess so. A superlative describes something as being the highest or lowest degree of quality.
No. So it's like different categories of the show in 2025.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's what happens. Start using some big words.
Yep.
Get in trouble.
Saying it so confidently.
Yeah. I did.
The brain juice is not a dictionary, clearly.
Not aimed to make you smarter, just aimed to make you more locked in.
Sharper. Yeah.
Yes.
Sharper. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 as we head into the final hour of the WIP Afternoon Show for 2025. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay. Then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk every week. I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.